Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 25, God's covenant with Israel. For I would not, brethren, that ye should not be ignorant of this mystery. Paul is saying, I don't want you to be uninformed about this thing about Israel, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits. And that's exactly where these preachers are today. They're wise and they think they know something. Matter of fact, they try to tell you, because I've listened to a lot of this week. Have you ever heard of a fellow by the name of C.I. Schofield? And they're telling people that C.I. Schofield introduced this thing about Israel. C.I. Schofield did not introduce this. Paul did. We're reading it from God's Word. Now, look a little farther. That blindness in part has happened to Israel. Now, what's the next phrase? I heard one person say it. Until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. Let me repeat that. The blindness in part has happened to Israel. That's where they are right now. Until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. So we're talking now about the tribulation period and all. That's a whole other study. And verse number 20. Now remember, I didn't write this. And one of these crazy preachers out there who believes that they're done with it, God's done with Israel, I want them to explain these verses to me. Verse number 26. And so all Israel shall be saved. Right now, they're not, where it says they're blind, until the fullness of the Gentiles come in, until it's fulfilled. And so all Israel shall be saved, as is written. There shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away the ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. When is this going to happen? We just learned this in our Bible study Thursday again. We have a Bible study on the millennium. Finished that up this past Thursday. When Jesus comes in the revelation and he stands, and we read in the Old Testament where Isaiah will look at, in the Old Testament, where Israel will look at him and say, where did you get those scars in your hands? Where did you get that? And Jesus replies, I got these in the house of my friends. Speaking of the Jewish people. And then he goes on to say, who can think of a thing? Can a nation be born in a day? And absolutely, it will be born in a day. At the revelation of Jesus Christ, Jesus comes, the Messiah, and Israel will see, those who survived the tribulation period will see, and they will believe. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. And I could go on and on and on. But listen, there's so much now, and not just in around the world, but it's growing in America, this anti-Jewish philosophy. They call it anti-Semitic. And I'm just, I use that word shocked. I'm just supposed to be Bible-believing Baptist who fall now in that category that says awful things about the nation of Israel and all these things, and disregard what the Bible says about God's people. How God has promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And by the way, the Bible says God does not lie. He made promises to them forever and forever and forever. Are you angry, preacher? I'm angry. I'm just disappointed in some of these Baptist preachers. Supposed to be following God's word, and then they spew hatred. I watched them. When they would speak about this thing about the Jewish people, they didn't do it out of love. You know what the word vitriol mean? And anger? They wanted, and I'm thinking, there's no way I'd be in a church of a fellow who spoke like that. I'd get out of that church so fast I wouldn't let the doors hit my backside. With that in mind, God has a special place for Israel in the kingdom, that thousand-year reign of Christ. And we left off last week that Jesus himself will teach in the millennium. It's on your paper if you have the paper. And we looked at it, Isaiah 2, 3, Micah 4, 1 through 5, Isaiah 8, 20, verse 23. I take all of that literally, that Jesus will sit there in Jerusalem and he will teach. And we will go up to Jerusalem and during the millennium, and Jesus will teach us from the Word of God. Amen and amen. All right. We have one, two, three, four more things. I think we can do it, and I'll be done. On your next paper, on next point, David will rule with Jesus in the millennium. This is where we ended it last week. Jeremiah 23, 5, we looked at that. Jeremiah 30, let me just read a couple of these. I have a couple of these marked. Where David, when I'm talking about David, I'm talking about David and Goliath David. I'm talking about David and Bathsheba David. I'm talking about that David. That David we sing about. Only a boy named David, only a little sling. Only a boy named David, but he could play. That David. Jeremiah chapter number 30, verses 7 through 9. Just some of the verses. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. And we know, Bible students, what it's talking about, Jacob's trouble, the day of great tribulation. It's come, but he shall be saved out of it. Verse number 8 talks about the millennium now. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and I will burst thy bonds, and the strangers shall no more serve themselves of him, but they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, who I will raise up unto them. So David will also reign in Jerusalem. Jesus will be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We see that in Revelation 19 as I've written. Jesus will rule and reign in Jerusalem, and David will be what we would call his co-regent. As a matter of fact, it's even in Ezekiel chapter number 34. I think that's the passage. It calls him David thy prince. Ezekiel 34, verse number 23 and 24. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. And he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, has spoken it. Again, so we see that principle here, that during the millennium, Jesus Christ himself, God in flesh, will rule and reign. And then scripture talks about David will be ruling with him. And here he uses a reference as a prince. So I use that as that co-regent, if you will, with Jesus Christ. Ezekiel 34, 37. Verses 24 and 25. And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they shall have one shepherd, and they shall also walk in my judgment and observe my statutes and do them. Verse number 25. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, and even they and their children and their children's children. What's that next word? Forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. I remember leaving this off last week when we talked about this. Forever is a long, long time. We talked about this. Then Hosea 3:5. Afterwards shall the children of Israel return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and shall fear the Lord in his goodness in the latter days. Again, this is talking about the millennial reign. Christ. So David will rule with Jesus in the millennium. Not only would David rule, the apostles. We talk about the apostles in the New Testament. Matthew and John and Peter and all those 12 apostles, they will rule with Jesus in the kingdom. In Luke chapter number 22, beginning in verse number 28.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.